Sliced Bread was presented by Greg Foote and produced by Kate Holdsworth. Now, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 11th of January. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. High England 1032, expected northern France 1041 by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cira, variable 2 to 4 becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. South at Cira, northerly 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later, except in Tyne. Showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. North 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later, except in German Bight. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. North 3 to 5 at first in Thames, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Plymouth. Mainly fair. Good. Biscay. Northwest veering east or southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. South Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4 at first in east, otherwise southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic, becoming south later 4 to 6, occasional rain, becoming mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast 4 to 6, veering south 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Hebrides and Bailey. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Faroes and Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, fog patches in Southeast Iceland. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Southeast Iceland. That completes the shipping forecast. Now over to the BBC Weather Centre and Darren Bett.
Thanks very much, Ron. Good evening. It's going to be another cold night for us tonight. Some icy conditions around as well. There is a bit more cloud around tonight. That's been bringing some wintry flurries in Scotland. We'll see those wintry flurries moving down into northern England and the Midlands early in the night before then tending to fade away. Still going to be some areas of mist and fog tonight too, particularly through the Midlands and also into East Anglia. And we've got the fog in Northern Ireland that will be thickening up as the night goes on. Now, there will be a frost for many places away from the far west of Scotland, the west of Wales and the southwest of England. But temperatures aren't going to be quite as low as they were last night. Heading into tomorrow, and a real mixture of weather to come for England and Wales. There'll still be some cloud through the Midlands heading towards the southeast of England, but there'll also be some spells of sunshine across England and Wales. And in the morning, there may still be some mist and fog through the Midlands and across East Anglia too. So a real mixture of weather here. For Northern Ireland, we're going to start foggy, but the fog will lift as the cloud increases and a southerly wind picks up as well. And that southerly wind will tend to freshen a bit in Scotland, bringing in more cloud into western areas, a bit of rain into the far northwest, and we'll start to see some of the snow melting as well. Now, it's not going to be as cold as it was today. Generally, temperatures are going to be a couple of degrees higher, but still cold for large parts of the country. We're looking at temperatures probably in western Scotland, Northern Ireland, western Wales and southwest England up to 6 or 7 degrees. The rest of the UK, we're going to be struggling at 3 to 5 Celsius. But this cold weather is coming to an end. High pressure that's trapped the cold air, getting squeezed away. Atlantic winds are coming in and strengthening, lifting the temperatures, probably bringing a lot of cloud into next week. Milder air, and it should be turning frost-free.
Good news there. Thanks, Darren. Just ahead of the 6 o'clock news now, let's hear from Lauren Laverne about the morning.
My castaway this week is the Grammy-winning artist and performer Laurie Anderson, who once put on a concert for dogs at the Sydney Opera House.
There were a lot of Australian dogs who just love to rock out. And they were like, yo! And then my favourite are always the droolers that are like, bah, I don't know why I'm here. It's a lot of, like, you know, you find yourself at a concert as a human, you don't often know why you're there. Your friend said it was good, and so you're there. You know, you don't know why.
Laurie Anderson, My Castaway. Do join us to hear her Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. Good evening.